56 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of the commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain market's slightly mixed this morning. We had export announcement made this morning of 132,000 metric tons of 17-18 crop beans sold to unknown destinations. It seems like when we have a report in our face coming tomorrow that there's often some buying being done just ahead of that report. That's widely expected to be a sale to some Asian nation, most likely China. On the export bookings report, they were pretty negative across the board, corn, wheat, and soybeans, but on beans at 22.3 million bushels of old crop, our year-to-date export bookings now are down about 14%. So we haven't had anything really good to say about exports, and the trade's really looking for a similar thing to show up on the Friday 11 o'clock report with downsizing exports, given that quarterly grain stocks, this is as of December 1, probably will come in at about 3.2 million billion bushel, ending stocks at 480, 470, I think may even be slightly lower than what I'm looking for on the beans. We see a slowdown in ethanol production the last 2 weeks. I don't know if we can pin the whole thing on bad weather and holidays, because the ethanol producers' margins have dropped from the last quarter's really nice margins. Slow exports there, too, at 17.2 million bushel. No new crop exports being booked. Feed use is a big question mark. We're looking at the quarterly stocks to come in around 12.4 billion bushel, ending stocks about 2.4, maybe a little bit higher than that. Outside markets today are rather weak. Excuse me. The livestock market starting off lower in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. Live cattle are grossly oversold, but they could stay that way for a whole week's time. April cattle are 27 cents lower at 118.40. March feeders 140.90 down $1.32, and Feb hogs at 71.77. We are seeing the dollar index down just a hair this morning. Gold market stronger. The crude market's up another 60 cents, up around 64.15. Pretty amazing upside move in the crude this week. We're still seeing this corn market just fractionally lower, beans up a fraction, wheat down about 4 cents. March wheat has just put the brakes on when it got to 435. It's at 429 and three quarters right now. It will be interesting to see what all these reports say tomorrow from USDA. The trade's pretty negative going into the reports, however. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate it. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.